92.1 WGHN Grand Haven's favorite. I'm Mary Ellen Murphy. This is Good Morning Grand Haven. In the studio, we have an organization called Ottawa North Tri-Cities Action Committee, Karen Obitz and Cynthia Spielmaker. Good morning.
Good morning, Mary Ellen. Thank you for having us here today.
Good morning. Thank you.
Tell us about your organization.
Well, so OnTrack is, we formed in July after all of the January 3rd, 2023. I have to make sure I'm in the right year. Events of the first official board meeting where Ottawa Impact took over. We are a multi-partisan group of volunteers who want to ensure that Ottawa County as a whole and District 10 in particular return to good governance. We formed due to what Ottawa Impact did on that first meeting, January 3rd, and we formed in opposition to the way that they're governing.
Karen, I know you've been, you usually speak at every meeting during public comment. What have you learned so far after forming this organization?
What have I learned in terms of people's awareness of what's going on, for example? All I know is that it is a very important thing to pay attention. I have learned this over and over again, that if we aren't paying attention, we can see what happens to our local government. So what I've learned by attending the board meetings, first of all, it helps me keep on top of what is happening and then makes me a better purveyor of that information when I'm speaking with other residents, which I try to do primarily in our District 10 because that's where I live and socialize and have friends. So what I have really learned is that what people think they understand about what's happening is often a very surface level understanding. And so it's really important to understand, I believe, what fuels what's happening. So it's what's going on under the surface that I am trying to communicate to people.
I think that would certainly make sense. And you have an event coming up. You talk about under the surface. I think this event possibly touches that.
It does indeed, and that's why I'm so grateful that we have this opportunity to promote this event. And I'm going to let Cindy talk a little bit in a minute about how it is that he's coming here. But I can tell you that Professor Jim Bratt is an acquaintance of mine, not close acquaintance, but from when I still lived in Grand Rapids about 25 years ago. So I knew what his area of expertise was as now emeritus history professor at Calvin. And so when I began to ponder what sorts of ideology, theological underpinnings I was picking up from among the residents I was speaking to or comments I would hear at board meetings, I contacted him. And I was shocked to discover that was nearly a year ago. And so it's kind of interesting to read back between our emails together because I'm reacquainting myself with where we were at that point, which was about a year ago, prior to the board passing the constitutional county resolution, and about the same time as well, when we became aware that the local county Republican Party was bringing in a speaker at a fundraiser in May, who was the author of a book called The Lesser Magistrates. And when I did some research on that, I assumed that Professor Bratt would be an authoritative voice on what the lesser magistrates doctrine is all about. And that was the impetus for my reaching out to him. And the response when rereading it was like, yes, he definitely is an authoritative voice on the doctrine of the lesser magistrates. So I'm really excited to hear him speak.
We have action committees within our OnTrack organization. And those action committees are responsible to try to get community members in and then take action on things because it's so easy to feel kind of overwhelmed with everything going on. And our hope is OnTrack will provide some hope and move us forward into that action. So one of our actions committees is an education one. And we came up with the idea that we wanted to do some kind of a quarterly speakers meeting presentation to the public, not just to our OnTrack members, but to District 10 residents to educate. So the first thing I thought about was Karen's contact with Professor Bratt.
Sure.
And it's so topical. So I contacted him. He agreed to do this. He's the one that I didn't ask him to do a specific presentation. He's the one that said, here's what we're going to do, which is in our press release. And it just came at the same time that the focus on Christian nationalism is becoming an even bigger issue within our county and within the nation at large. So we're very excited to have them come and speak. I think we have openings for 100 people, and as of yesterday, we had 77 RSVPs. We are asking for RSVPs for this because we have limited space. So we want to make sure that people who are interested can get in. So if anybody has any interest in this, please go on our Facebook page, On Track Advocates. You can find a link there to sign up to come to this meeting.
Then afterwards, there's a public after talk at 7:45 at Oddside Ales.
Yes, exactly. We're trying to really get people to be involved and not think of us as a political organization. We're really, even though we are a PAC, a political action committee, we're not really a political organization. We are a group of people from all walks of life and all political persuasions, really trying to focus on how do we best move forward in a hopeful, manageable way to get people informed and get our government back to, as some people say, being boring. So that's the goal, is to provide these speakers, have some gatherings afterwards just for people to talk so people don't feel so isolated and alone in their sense of overwhelmedness within our community.
So there's Democrats and Republicans sitting together talking about what's going on and how you can move forward from this.
Yes, and independents,
right.
And even people who maybe haven't really paid attention politically.
And there's a lot of people out there that haven't.
Yeah.
There just is. I mean, that's just the way it is. Karen, what has been your biggest frustration out of all of this? Is it one particular thing or...
I think in terms of my level of concern, I wouldn't say I'm frustrated by it so much as it sometimes puzzles me. We can talk about lack of awareness about what's actually happening, and that is a concern. And people do, I hope, understand now, given what's happening here, need to pay closer attention in whatever way makes sense to them. I think for me, my bigger concern is that people don't understand the why of why this is happening. And I'm not the expert, but I'm interested in learning from other folks who do understand that better. And I have found in my own personal research, not just with respect to what's happening in Ottawa County, but in the country writ large, that it is the historians who often are the best, most authoritative voice on what is happening now, because they can see the through lines between what they know from their historical studies has occurred before in a similar manner. And sometimes I think if we understand the undercurrents of the kinds of ideologies in this county, it's a very much, I think, a theological thing that's going on too. So to me personally, as a practicing Christian, what is really most frightening to me is that we are not talking to each other as well as people who are part of the Christian church. We're afraid that that sounds political, where I'm more concerned that we don't really understand that we're all beings with our own thoughts and experiences of the world that need to express those somehow. And when we express those ideologies we have ourselves in voting for people, we often don't understand the impact of those decisions. So talking with each other so that we understand better what fuels our decisions about our local governing officials and our sense of whether they're doing a good job or not is, I think, an important conversation people of faith have to have with each other. So it's not only for me personally, this is Karen speaking now, across partisan divides, but also religious, non-religious people of various Christian persuasions, if you will.
Yeah, that makes complete sense to me. How about you, Cynthia Spielmaker? What has been maybe the hardest thing for you to grasp in all of this?
For me, the hardest thing is the impact that the decisions that the county commissioners are making are having within our community. I retired from the county almost 3 years ago, and I'm a retired master's level psychologist. And I worked for the juvenile court, working with some pretty marginalized kids and families. And this, what they have been doing with their disregard, refusing to sign off on grants, disregarding what the health department and community mental health do, what services they provide and what services are necessary within our community, it affects people that don't necessarily have the voice within the community to stand up for themselves, to advocate. So that has probably been the most disturbing to me. Having worked for many years with the health department, with community mental health, I know that the value they bring to our community, and that has just been devastating to me to see how they have treated employees, how they treat the services, the disregard for the services. That's been the hardest.
Yeah. I think, I can't speak for every journalist out there, but my frustration lies in that they won't talk to us. I can talk to anybody. I can talk to anyone from any political background. It doesn't matter. It's my job to talk to people from all walks of life. But some of the commissioners within Ottawa Impact won't talk to journalists. And it makes it really frustrating when they turn around and say, the media is painting us in a bad light. Well, you won't sit down and talk to us. And I think if you sit down and talk to anybody, you'll find at least one or two things you have in common. If you really open up the conversation, I still have hope that Joe Moss will come on this show one day and Sylvia Rohde. I have to have hope, because if I don't have hope, what am I doing here? You know, I have to have hope that will happen. So how can people get involved with OnTrack, Ottawa North Tri-Cities Action Committee?
Well, obviously, as Cindy just said, we have a fantastic person in charge of our social media, and Monique Hansen, and I would love to really plug what she's doing, because she's really doing a great job in making sure that there is a regular set of posts coming out onto our Facebook platform. We're also on Instagram, I believe. So, you know, y'all just follow our Facebook page and you will get a lot of good information. And so you'll learn that way about events that we are now talking about today, the March 20 James Bratt event. But you'll also learn about little action steps that each of us can take. I know this week she was highlighting that it's Sunshine Week. And so, you know, for me personally, that's a good reminder beyond Ottawa County. There's definitely advocacy steps I would like to take with our state legislators right now as they ponder a set of bills that would make our government more transparent. So there's lots of ways to educate yourself as an individual resident and citizen of this county if you follow our Facebook page, but we would really love to see you once on that Facebook page. Also, click the link to make sure that you subscribe to our emails, and we will not inundate you with emails. It will be definitely one of those things you want to do, though, because the Education Committee, of which Cindy Spielmaker is a part within OnTrack, does a great job of putting out a newsletter.
And we do the newsletter monthly. It comes out mid-month. To join our Facebook page, go to OnTrack Advocates, and O-N-T-R-A-C Advocates, and make sure that you follow, like, keeps that algorithm keeping it coming forward. Also, another way you can help, and this is one that you don't really have to do a lot of heavy lift with, is donate. We have regular expenses just to provide education, to do the work that we want to do as a group, and we can use money. And I know that right now in our county, you have numerous candidates running who are looking for fundraising and looking for donations. Momentum Center, many, many places that are doing fundraising. So we know that. But we are one of the ones that are going to ask for a give. We haven't done a lot of that, and we're going to be kind of pushing for that now, because we have, as the campaigns begin kicking off, and after April 23rd, we're going to know who's actually running, and we're going to have to really kick in to up our education that we provide to the community, to provide support to candidates. You can donate through our Facebook page or emailing us.
info@ontrackadvocates.com.
Thank you so much, Mary Ellen.
And I will make sure that I'll put links to all of that in the podcast. So all somebody has to do is just click. So nice to have you in the studio.
It was a pleasure
to be here.
You
could come and hang out. We could do a morning show together.
Well, next time, if you could have a freighter come down the channel while we're here, I'll be here.
I really appreciate you being here. Karen O'Vince, Cynthia Spielmaker, OnTrack, Ottawa North Tri-Cities Action Committee. This is 92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite.